WV Uncommon Place. This podcast is a variety podcast that houses numerous series to cover mental health, empowerment, podcast framework, and various intimate theories to get to know the hosts. Along with occasional movies reviews and dives in pop culture with our event podcast episode. The Uncommon Place digs into bringing guests on that stories don't fit the mold and are very different. WV stands for the Great State of West Virginia, and every quarter we cover something in West Virginia. Stacey and myself, JR, are your hosts, so please come along for this venture to our Uncommon Place.
Welcome to West Virginia Commonplace, and I have been going on and on about the top 10 video game list of all time. My last game was Metal Gear Solid, which was number 10. Number 9 on my list comes from Sega AM2, published by Sega. It came out in March of 1994. Now, to understand this, if you have been a listener on this show, March of 1994 means a whole lot in my life because that's the year I lost my father. He died on March 23rd of that year. He took me to the local arcade at River Ridge Mall, which you can find reference to that in an episode where I talked about the River Ridge Mall and the arcade. And I got to play Daytona USA with him. It was actually the last game I ever got to play with my father. So Daytona USA holds a really, really strong spot with me because it was the last game I played with my father, obviously, and because it was what he loved. He loved racing and loved cars. The car was based off of NASCAR, and it was one of the highest grossing arcade games ever. And I'll tell you about the experience. There was this sound that played. And after you heard that sound, you knew that it was time to play Daytona. And racing on it, and then later on in life, getting it for the Sega Saturn, which I got a little bit after he passed away. Having that experience, just the way it was arcade fun, there was nothing simulated about this. This game was completely unrealistic because you could drive your car into a raw wall and it would make all kinds of noise. But what was amazing was the commentator or the crew chief, he was extra country for no fucking reason. Like, I don't understand why he was like that, but he was. So that was one of the things that just got me there. And then actually playing this in the arcade, the way that the seat slid back, the way that you geared up to play this, this was one of the first games I ever played with a gear cabinet or an arcade cabinet around it. It was way different than the experience that you were getting when you were playing games like Street Fighter or X-Men or this, and that. And for me, it was just like at that time in life, I always had that to go back to think about my dad. And anybody can say what they want or this, and that. And basically, what I loved about it was that it came out after Ridge Racer came out in the arcades. And it was the graphics on it and the soundtrack. It was just crazy. And it is, once again, frequently considered one of the better video games of all time. And the reason that it's so low on my list is because there's so many other great games. It was one of my best arcade experiences. It was one of those things that grabbed me and just moved me into a different light and made me love those games. And further in life, I kept playing them. And even to this date, when I found out that the Daytona USA was getting delisted off of the Xbox store, I bought it. And I still have it to get day once again on Series X. So once again, huge, huge shout out to Microsoft on backwards compatibility. Sony, you're cool and all too, but I'll say this. The games that I love the most, I have on my Xbox Series X, and I'm able to still have them to this day because of the Xbox. So I will give them a big shout out on that real quick. But the crowning moment on this game is whenever you were able to access the horse and do some of the Easter eggs or the little small things they throw in there to throw you off a little bit. So just basically, it was just a great game. And when I got it on Sega Saturn in 1995, man, I used to burn it up. I bought a Sega Saturn not too long ago, and I got it back and got Sega Rally for it also. So it and Sega Rally together for the Sega Saturn, that 94-95 experience of playing those games and just getting them home were an amazing thing for me. So on that note, I'm not going to keep this episode long, but I do want to just say, If you've never played Daytona USA, try to find a way to play it because it is one of the greatest racing games ever made. Does it hold up to the test of time? Surely it does, because here's the one thing about it. When I was coming up playing video games were fun. Video games did not have to be a chore, and video games were complete. We didn't have this idea of downloadable content because you only had one time to build this game, and the developers built games right from the heads up, and it wasn't none of this, you know, whatever. What I will say is this. Later on in life, Daytona USA, the Championship Circuit Edition, which came out on Sega Saturn, it used a better version of the Sega Rally engine, and it was great. To this date, it's one of my favorites, and I just want any and everybody to play it if you get a chance. If you don't get a chance to play it, well, you can always emulate it somewhere. Well, I'm not going to tell you emulate it, but you get what I mean. So once again, I'm JR from West Virginia Uncommonplace signing off.
Please follow WV Uncommonplace on Instagram, Tumblr, Twitter, TikTok, where we have some great content, Facebook, LinkedIn. Hit up the merch store at onecommonplace.square.site. Join the email list from the website and rate, subscribe, and give feedback from your favorite podcatcher. And lastly, thanks for listening and tune into the next episode.